time to talk hockey. The Black Bears back at the Alphonde with fans and everything tonight. As Sacred Heart comes to town on the call on the Black Bears Sports Network, will be our friend John Shields, and he joins us. Hi there, John.
Good afternoon, Rich. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Are you ready to have some noise in the old girl tonight?
Oh, very ready. Very excited. It's only been 595 days since they had a game here with fans. So it's been a bit of a wait, but I think people are excited, and we're ready to play and see what happens here tonight.
Well, that's fantastic and so great. And the university doing it right and their requirements to make sure that everybody is in a safe situation. Now, what does it mean for you guys? We had talked about this. You're all multi-vaxxed and everything. Do you need to keep that mask on as you broadcast?
Yes, we do. The rules are pretty simple, and I think it's actually a good chance we should talk about this so folks who are planning to come to the game who maybe haven't seen what the rules are, Rich, we should get that out there for fans. So everybody in the building, including broadcasters, the TV, radio, the PA announcer, the people in the penalty boxes and the fans, everybody has to be masked today in the building. So you have to have your mask on for the game. That is the rule. To get into the building, you have to show your proof of vaccination or a negative COVID-19 test that's at least 72 hours, that was done at least 72 hours ago, so within the last 72 hours, and you've got to wear that mask. Now, kids under 12 don't have to show a negative test because obviously they are not eligible for the vaccination at that age. But those are the big bullet points here tonight for that.
And as a result, did I read, too, that there will not be concessions?
Concessions. You know, I don't normally have time to take part in the food. There will be concessions here tonight is the deal, though. I don't know if they're going to be limited. I'm not sure what they're going to be offering. Okay, I'm getting word. We're live on the scene here, Rich.
Nice.
Everything is available today. The concessions will be open. Everything is available. So there you go.
Well, so how does that work, though, with masking? Are people going to slip some nachos up under the mask? How do they do that?
Yeah, I believe you're allowed to take your mask down to eat or drink some water. Just like that's pretty much the same rule at the airport, too, which I learned a couple weeks ago traveling to Omaha. So you can take it off, take a bite to eat, and put it back on.
All right. Well, we hope that works out, but it's great to have fans back there, hockey tonight, and a Sacred Heart team coming in that is an interesting team. They play BU pretty tough.
They did. A couple of games against BU. They won one, lost the other, 3-2 win, so a tight one. And then BU came back and beat them 4-1. They've played every game so far. They've played four games this year. Maine's played just two, but Sacred Heart has played all four of their games on the road. So the Pioneers are a bit of road warriors here because they'll start their season with six road games before they get a chance to play at home on the 29th and 30th. But, yeah, a couple of losses. They played only Hockey East teams so far. They lost to UConn, lost to Merrimack, and then split with BU. So they've seen part of the Hockey East so far. So they're coming in here tonight and looking for another win in their non-conference schedule for sure.
All right, what do you see as the keys for the Black Bears this weekend?
Well, one of the big keys, which has been a key for Maine for the last couple seasons, and it continues to be one, is stay out of the box. They cannot give teams opportunities on the power play and extra opportunities, which happened in Omaha, and the Black Bears led game two of the series in Omaha, but gave up two power play goals and a shorthanded goal. And if you're going to lose that phase of the game, the special teams, you're not going to win many hockey games. If you give up a couple power play goals and a shorthanded goal, it's not a good recipe for success. So Maine has to make sure they stay out of the penalty box. And when they get on the power play, find ways to generate some offense, something they've been working on. A couple of their leaders have taken different positions on the power play. You'll see Adam Daw, who normally was a down low guy on the power play the last couple of years. He's moved up to play one of the point positions. So for Maine on the power play, they send out four forwards and a defenseman. And Daw's going to play that point position. He did it last weekend. I talked to him this week. It's a new position for him, but something he's happy to do and excited about. That's going to be critical for them to help generate some offense when they do have those man advantages as well.
Who's likely to be in net tonight for the Black Bears?
Great question. I know I asked Coach the other day, and he said they'll let us know. we don't know yet. I haven't been downstairs yet to talk to him. But I do know that in night number two. Oh, Victor Ospin played both games in Omaha. Night number two, he let in some goals that maybe he wishes he could have back. So I think we might have an opportunity to see another goaltender this weekend. I'm guessing it's going to be Matthew Thiessen, but all three goalies. I know Alfie Michu, who works with all the goalies. They like all three, all big goalies, and they've all shown good stuff in practice. But I think Matthew Thiessen will get a shot, if not tonight, tomorrow. So we'll know closer to game time. Wish I had an answer for you.
Oh, that's why we have to tune in tonight and find out. Now, let's make sure people understand the start times. They drop the puck at 7:35 tonight, and is it 5:05 tomorrow?
5:05 tomorrow, yep. So a little earlier than normal, which is good. Get an opportunity maybe to get some families in here, a little earlier puck drop. So that could be exciting. And then tonight is 7:35. As we know, sometimes on these Friday night games, we've got to get, I don't know which one's first, Wheel of Fortune's first. Got to get one of those in, Rick. Make sure that airs. I'm a Jeopardy guy, so maybe play that and they can save Wheel of Fortune for later. That's way above my area of expertise.
Well, I understand. I would be with you on that completely. But hey, either way, have fun. Enjoy the excitement of the crowd tonight. Go Bears, and we'll check in with you again next week.
Okay. Thank you very much, Rich. Have a good weekend.
Thank you, John. John Shields, the voice of Maine hockey on the Black Bear Sports Network, Maine and Sacred Heart, for two tonight and tomorrow night with fans back at the Alfond Arena.